So, are you guys ready for an out-of-body experience? I couldn't hear you. Why don't you light up that ridge out there the way you're known for doing these days with necklaces and cell phones? Do that for this band, would you? By the way, Sharky and Tink wanted me to make sure that you know that in the tent here at Falcon Ridge, and you can stop there tomorrow because it closes at 11 tonight, the Grand Slambovian Extraterrestrial Hillbilly Pirate Ball, which happens October 29th in time for Halloween in New York City. Tickets are available in advance here at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. Would you please welcome Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Okay. Good luck, everybody. Thank you. all to learn to fly. So that we can all be free. We'll be dancing, we'll be singing, we'll be laughing just like fools. And the whole world will be with us. No more suffering under the school. The dance tent was insane. It was due to the audience. Before we even played, it was insane. So it was like riding some tornado or something. Thanks very much, everybody who was there. So you know, we'll do rowdy stuff during this set too, but we'll move around and do the gamut of stuff, kind of travel around the Slambovian universe and stuff that we'll do. And we'll jump to something mellow right now from the new album, The Grand Slambovians, which is available over there. We didn't have it last year. If you got a lot of money, there's some new stuff over there. This is Tig's favorite song from the album, and it's called Windmills. We'll try to slow ourselves down and do this. Thank you.
dream of windmills in the night against the black and starry sky, and all the people skated by. Religions terrorize the world, the biggest countries let unfurl their sneaky ways to take control. The isms of another time that never left the natural rhyme or reason. Dream of windmills in the night against the black and starry sky, and all the people skated by into another world.
Cool. It's been a pretty magic festival, right? Even for us to have Greg Brown play before we play. You know, we're big fans of Greg Brown. So, anyway, this is our moment to spend with you guys. We're really happy. Like I said, we'll try to give you your money's worth during our set. As mellow as we might get at some places, we'll get as rowdy towards the end, so everybody got a chance to get nuts and get tired. So what we're going to do right now is we've been practicing this one little commercial exercise. Now, we just did a tour of the UK for the new album, The Grand Slambovians, right? So Tink got an idea. Hey, why don't we do a Dylan song in the first set of everything that that we play over there, just to see how the album would go, you know? Just to see if we'd sell a lot of our Circus Does Dylan album. So so we did that. We put a Dylan. We don't like Dylan that much, but it's really making a lot of money for us. So we're going to play you a Dylan song right now, just to try to drum up the sales for that album. Okay? And this is the first Dylan song I ever learned when I was 12. I became a Dylan freak, as some of you know. You know, I learned everything in his catalog when I was 12. And I actually thought I became Bob Dylan. And they were, you could be Bob Dylan back then because Bob Dylan thought he was Woody Guthrie. So we'll play you this Dylan song. Here's the Cisco in sunny and lit days. And to all the good people that travel with you. Yeah, here's to the hearts and the hands of the man that come with the dust and I'm gone with the wind. Well, I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Yeah, somewhere down the road, somewhere, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too. Traditional Slambovian song here. This is an ancient Slambovian song. Love song. Some of you know this. We played this for some of you. This is, you know, in Slambovia, they're very partial to Tinkerbell from the Peter Pan story. And they think that's the part, the spirit in women that will save the world, the spirit in everybody that can save the world. So this is a love song to the Tinkerbell and everybody. It's called Tink, I Know It's You. And Sharky plays slide mandolin on the song for you. Good, Shark. Oh, how many people have never seen this? Would you mind raising your hand if you've never seen this before? Okay. This is Sharky over here on the guitar, man. That's Tony back here on the drum. This is Tank Lloyd on, she plays everything. And my name is Josiah. It's really an honor and a pleasure to play for you tonight. We feel very relaxed after the dance tap.
I'm not afraid to die.
song. This is a Slambovian waltz. It's called Pushing Up Daisy. I just, you know, since this is a folk festival, I just wanted to say something. I was down at the Jack Hardy song thing, you know, and I was very moved. I was very moved until somebody got up and talked about the fact that Jack gave this very deep talk about songwriting and then said something kind of negative about rock and roll and pop music. You know? That's just stupidity. You know? And then someone came out tonight just before Greg came on. It said something similar. You know, I think, you know, we can love the deepest part of folk music. We can love the deepest part of hillbilly or country or anything like that. We just got, you know, we're never going to make peace in the world. And a lot of what people here are about is trying to make world peace. And only if we become non-linear like our kids, you know, they're learning about non-linear. You know, the computers are teaching us how to be non-linear. And I think the universe is very non-linear to begin with. I think whatever screwed us up made us non-linear all these years. That's why the wars happened. But the kids are learning. They can listen to Greg and freak out. They can listen to Led Zeppelin and freak out. They can listen to Arcade Fire and freak out. If we all become flexible like that, I think we'll find that peace that we're looking for. So I just wanted to say it because that was pissing me off. Way up to the sky. play another kind of sissy song. Okay, we're going to skip the song I was just about to introduce. The band has informed me we're not going to do that one. I'm not going to tell you what it was. It was our folkiest thing. So we're going to play. This is when we were in the... I'm getting too fast. Anyway, when we were in the UK, I was telling people that were in the tent, we were being driven around by the guy who drove the Clash around. So we were getting all kinds of cool stories and just about everything, you know. But, I forgot what I was saying.
We were driving around near the North.
This is one
Sea.
Of the songs I wrote in the band. That's what I was trying to say. We went, one time we stole the band. And we drove 9 hours up into Scotland. Yes, we did. We had dinner with Bessie. She's very sweet and very real. We'll dedicate this to Bessie. I can't find her in the Loch Ness anymore because she swam up to the Northern Sea. This song is called Northern Sea, so we'll dedicate this to you and to Bessie. Bessie, sorry, text correct. Yes. Sorry, Bessie.
Do you think about me, my baby? Is it
Song. We were on our way. We had done a punk club in London the night before, you know, a place where this Clash driver was telling us all the stories of the punk era. And the next day we were opening for Donovan. So on the way to that thing, we wrote a song that's kind of it's kind of midway between Donovan and the Ramones. So that's this song. It's called Very Happy Now. In the dark, are you okay? Thank you.
This moment's just not right for tears. So if you see me cry, it's kind of like the rain you see. There really is no why. There's not a bit of opportunity, since it's nighttime, to play something. This is something, you know, an older song that we do. I forget what album it's from. More of the older album. But this is, in Slambovia, it's a very religious country, Slambovia. The concept of religion and what God is very a little bit odd, and you know, of all the scientific theories of how the universe began, they subscribe to the Big Bang theory in Slambovia pretty universally. They believe that things could be created from nothing and can grow into this ever expanding kind of situation that we find ourselves in, and they think that creation process happens in each individual, that inside of every person, from the invisible center of themselves, they expand into the universe that's kind of wiggling around in front of us now. All of you guys, you know, the ever-expanding universe. And so, as a result of that, they believe that God lives inside of every single person. So they're very reverent to every person, and that's the nutshell of their religion. And they believe the reason that there's so many problems in the world, even though we have the power to change it, is because everybody just complains and bitches and blames other people for the problem. In Slambovia, they have a saying that goes, get up off your ass and do something. So, this song is dedicated to that God in everybody. The song is called Talking to the Buddha. So it's dedicated to the Buddha, everybody. And physically speaking, it's a tip of the hat to early King Crimson around the court of the Crimson King. Looks so blue and they seemed to ache for better years. Then my cell phone started ringing wild like a fire alarm from hell. It's time to ring that golden bell. And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I've been causing all this. He said, meet me at Joe's Diner, where Route 6 meets 88. But I arrived at the appointed time. The Buddha said, you're running late. So we both ordered an espresso from the owner's new machine. And as the jukebox played Nirvana, he said, ignorance is mean. Was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I've been causing all this rain. Buddha said the 12 gates wait for you, and creation's in travail, waiting for us all to see the light and restore what we have failed. The waitress said, hey, you want a refill? But Buddha said, there is no time. There's 3 seconds left to zero. Then that white light stole my mind. And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. Oh, talking to the blue man. And I feel like that I've been causing all this.
Request that somebody was yelling. We saw a lot of umbrellas, decorated umbrellas last night. And Ted, we're very happy about that. Falcon Ridge has been very notorious for bringing the parasols out on this next song. We did have it in the set, but people were yelling for it, so we'll play. This is my mother's favorite song that we wrote. And she likes this song because my father was a mummer in South Philadelphia. My grandfather was a mummer in South Philadelphia. It goes back and back and back. When my mother heard this song, she said, "Hey, Joe, That's a mummer song. So we were very happy to have a mummer song in our repertoire. In South Philly, the way that the mummers landed, there's many forms of mummers. But in Philly, what happened with them was they became in charge of New Year's Day. And on New Year's Day, they all get dressed up in crazy costumes. It's mostly factory workers or longshoremen. They've got all these little mummers. They get dressed up in their costumes and they go out on the street with their instruments. And their job is to make a lot of noise and dance around and chase away all the evil spirits and bad luck.
Oh.
Jay, you've earned it. Here I come.
Okay, cool. We'll do another. Song, but we're not going to do it. So we'll do another one that you can sing along to. We finished the dance tent with this one. This is from the Grand Slambovian album. This is called The Trans Slambovian Bipolar Experience. Yeah.
Dangerous.
I'm so happy you are here with me. Yeah, I'm so happy you are here with me. Whenever I feel afraid, I close my eyes and pray, and I enter the invisible. Once upon a time we were alone. Even in our minds we were alone. Then we faced all our fears. We drowned in our own tears. And we entered the invisible again.
This world's a lonely place. We live in such a lonely place. This world's a lonely place. We live in such a lonely place. It's not the only place. There is just one only place that's true. And it's here with
so happy you are here with me. Whenever I feel afraid, I close my eyes and pray, and I enter the invisible with you. Yes, I enter the invisible with you. I just enter the invisible. Okay, so this next one, we weren't really going to do this next one. We've got another. This is a very dangerous song for me because I often lose my voice on this song. And we've got one more like a workshop thing tomorrow. I'm closing out the workshop stage with Elliot. Are you up the hill, Elliot, getting some rest? We'll see you tomorrow. But anyway, we're going to do this song anyway. Just promise me you'll do all the screaming parts on this because people are really pressed. Cool. This is a song that made us extremely famous in Slambovia. It was number one on the Radio Free Slambovia charts for over 12 years now. And in Slambovia, they think that we're geniuses for this particular thing, but we didn't write anything in it. We just stuck two songs together that shouldn't be together. And I think you know both of the songs, so that's why I'm asking, as soon as you hear something you know, just join in and sing, especially all the screaming parts, okay? So here we go. This is the last chance we got to shake all our sillies out before bedtime. Let's do it. Yeah, this is a Christmas song. Feels like the appropriate weather for a Christmas song. You ready?
Angels, we have heard on high. Sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains. They started singing,